I mean, time's really flown by. You know, it seems like just yesterday I got on campus for the first day and was just trying not to get yelled at. You know, now it's, you know, the week leading into my last game in Kinnick. You know, it's extremely special, and you know, I haven't really thought about it much, you know, a little bit, but, you know, as it gets closer, I'm sure it'll be more.
Did you get yelled out early on?
No, I was fortunate enough to not get yelled at very much.
How do you think you'll handle setting aside the emotion of senior day, and you still got to go out and, you know, play a football game after?
Yeah, obviously it'll be tough, but at the same time, you know, we deal with a lot emotionally, you know, throughout the course of the year. I think that gives us a lot of good practice and good preparation for, you know, this. And I mean, every single year you're here until your last year, you witness it. You kind of understand what it's all about, and you understand the process of it. So, you know, I think, you know, everybody will do a good job at handling it and, you know, be able to refocus on the game.
What was last week like emotionally for you guys to get that win?
You know, it was huge for us. We all were confident going into the game, but at the same time, we knew that, you know, we hadn't played our best football up to that point. And, you know, we were able to play better, and it really kind of shows us how well we can play when we put it all together.
What are some of your favorite memories of Kinnick? That you kind of think about your last game?
You know, any win, really. You know, being able to celebrate in the locker room, you know, it's extremely special. Obviously, the Ohio State game and a trophy game that we've won. Taking pictures in the locker room with teammates and things like that. You know, there's too many to just name a few.